The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Somebody praise the Lord. It's my privilege to welcome you this morning to the first service in this year 2022. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful to God for his blessings. From this Sunday upward, we are moving back to our multiple services, and we trust God that we'll also increase our services this year in Jesus' mighty name. Did I hear somebody say amen? Did I hear somebody say a louder amen? Well, we have been on annual beginning of the year fast, the 12 days of empowerment fast. And if indeed God has been empowering you, let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. I trust God that in the remaining few days left, your level of blessing and the level of empowerment that God will give to you will soar in the name of Jesus. Anointing for next levels. It's an anointing service. And I'll be speaking briefly this morning on one of the major requirements of the anointing, which is our major theme for this month that we'll be running with this throughout this month, which is the matter of prayer. Praying into our next levels. Prayer is the strength of the regenerated spirit. Prayer is the strength of a regenerated spirit. Just as good relationship thrives on communication, prayer is essential for every believer. Prayer is a necessity for every believer. In the time of the apostles, looking at Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, we saw that prayer was one of the major things that they used at that time. Acts chapter 6 and verse 4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. They focus on prayer. No wonder they had phenomenal impact. No wonder they had blessings on their life. Their focus was on prayer. Once your prayer life is dragging, this shows that your spiritual life is already dropping and you are already getting far away from God. Anytime your prayer life, your life of intense prayer, the desire to pray drops, or you are sleeping off during prayer, or you are tired during prayer, or you are weak during prayer, then it shows something is already wrong. Something is not going well in your spiritual life. And note that the spiritual controls the physical. For any believer to move to his next levels, prayer is essential. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? Number one, it is with prayer that we possess our possession. 1 John 5 and verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It is with prayer that we overcome. It is with prayer that we possess our possession. Somebody here, we possess his or her possession. I say somebody here, we possess his or her possession. You don't possess your possession by eating pizza every day. You don't possess your possession by taking Indomie noodles every now and then. You don't take your possession by drinking Milo every now and then. You possess your possession in the place of prayer, in the place of fasting. Number two, why do we pray? We pray to wage war against our adversary. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he goeth about seeking whom to devour. Devil is going up and down. What is he going looking for? Looking for someone to destroy. It is with prayer that we conquer. It is with prayer that we win the war against visible and invisible adversary. Some people are your enemy and they show you that they are you are their enemy. Some people are your enemy, but they will not show you that they are the enemy. You know, those ones are the worst. They are the worst. It is in prayer that you conquer such. I pray for somebody here this morning, both your visible enemies and your invisible enemies, you will conquer them in Jesus' name. I say you will conquer them in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Number three, why do we pray? We pray to dislodge opposition. The Bible says, although they shall gather, but because their gathering is not unto me, they will scatter. The work of prayer is to dislodge opposition. And until you dislodge opposition, you cannot maintain your position. Until you dislodge opposition, you cannot maintain your position. It is with prayer that we dislodge opposition. And if you fold your hand against opposition, you will suffer stagnation. If you have opposition and you fold your hands, you did not pray, you did not do anything, they are resisting you and you keep quiet, you will, that person suffers stagnation. Nobody here will ever suffer stagnation in life. That's why prayerless people are stagnated people. That's why prayerless people, they give pastor problem. Because it will look as if the church has no anointing. As if the pastor has no anointing. One time, Jesus was in his hometown and he could not do much miracle. They had no faith. They were not praying. So he was incapacitated. He couldn't do anything. As powerful as Jesus is, he could not do anything. Number four, why do we pray? We pray to contend with difficult situations. Matthew chapter 17, 21. This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. This kind. And you know, in Nigeria, particularly, this kind is very plenty. You know what I'm talking about. In this part of the world, this kind, evil, is very plenty. You miss the breakthrough encounter yesterday, God of vengeance, you missed a lot. Am I right? You were not here yesterday morning for the program, God of vengeance. You missed a lot. I'll advise you go and get it. To contend with difficult situation. In those days, there's a song we used to sing. Epe Jesu, Agbo o ko ni ra fun. Epe Jesu, Agbo o ko ni ra fun. Nigba to ba nira, nigba to le koko, nigba to gona giri giri, nigba to le koko. Epe Jesu, Agbo o ko ni ra. That is, cry to God when things are not working. When situation is not obeying you, when everything looks upside down, prayer is the master key. In those days in school, they used to sing that song, prayer is the key, prayer is the key, prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the man. That's for those that thought I did not go to nursery school. I'm trying to tell you that I also, you are not the only one that went to nursery school. Praise God. Praise God. To contend with difficult situations. Many Christians think that breakthrough and blessing are delivered on a platter of gold. Things don't just happen. you make them to happen. Things don't just happen, you make them to happen. In 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, Bible says, a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. There's a great door, there's a testimony open for me, but there is an opposition against my position. There is a resistance against my progress. Examples of people of prayer. My message in the first service is different from second service. So you'll be blessed as you get the tool to charge you up, to take you to your next level in the place of prayer. Example of people who pray, or people of prayer, number one is Daniel. Daniel was not a pastor, neither was Daniel a minister, as it were. He was not a reverend, he was not a bishop. He was a political man in the political circle. Yet he was a praying man. Because some people will say it's only pastors that should pray. Daniel excelled exceedingly because of his prayer lifestyle. Daniel 6 verse 10. They declared that anybody that prays, they will kill the person. Daniel did not listen. Now when Daniel knew what was written, it has been written that anybody that prays, they will kill the person. He went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. That part is what I love most. As he has been doing consistently. That has become his lifestyle. Is a man given to prayer. His riches notwithstanding, his blessing notwithstanding, his status notwithstanding. He was dining with presidents. He sometimes represents the president among other presidents. Yet he was a praying man. Somebody has not even gotten to local government level. He cannot pray. You are not yet even a counselor. I think counselor is the least. You have not even reached counselor level. Another example is Elijah in the book of James chapter 5 verse 17 to 18. Elijah in James chapter 5 17 to 18. This scripture always challenges me. You see, Elijah was a man subject to life passion as we are. That is, he is a man like you and I. Well, anytime I read this scripture, it sets me on fire. He said, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not in the earth by the space of 3.5 years. And then he went back again to pray, a man like you and I. And the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Anytime I read this scripture, I am on fire. A man like, the Bible emphasizes it. He said, a man like you and I. He prayed and he held rain like this. By maybe March now or so, it will start raining. So somebody prays now and said, God, this March, it must not rain because they did not do what I want in this government. They did not repair the road to my house. So write a letter to the governor. Until you repair this road, it will not rain in this country and in this city. Honestly speaking, it did not rain. They thought he was joking. So 6 months passed, 1 year passed, 1.5 years passed, 2 years passed, 3 years passed. After 3.5 years, they now say, yes, we'll do everything you want. I said, okay, God. Now, please release it to them. And at that same instant, it began to rain. Someone say authority. Someone say authority. Prayerless believers, I'm sorry to say, have no future. A prayerless believer has no future. Because what you are contending with is how to ruin your life. What is fighting your destiny is out of make you a Lilliputian. You know a Lilliputian? Dwarf in life. People that are like this, they are not in the spirit. That's why you must your prayer. Your prayer is not for anybody's gain. Benefits of prayer. I give you 5 in this service. I give you much more as I can in the second service. Benefits of prayer number 1 is access to God's mercy. Access to God's mercy. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Hebrews 4 16. The Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. When you are prayerful, you obtain mercy. I am the one that you have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. If there's anything that clears away our mess, it's the mercy of God. Prayer gives you access to mercy. You just obtain the mercy of God. In these remaining 4 days, there will be a rain of the mercy of God on your destiny. There will be a rain of the mercy of God on your family. Say a louder amen. That's why David said in 2 Samuel 24 verse 4, 2 Samuel 24 verse 4, he says, let us fall into the hands of God. Into the hands of God. Is that the scripture? It's better to fall in the hands of God and in his mercy. It's better to fall into the hands of God and fall into his mercy. Somebody here will access God's mercy. Somebody here will access God's mercy. If you are that person, say a louder amen. You will access God's mercy. Your family will access God's mercy. Your business will access God's mercy. Everything about you will access God's mercy. Say a louder, louder, louder amen. Say a louder amen. Number 2. Benefit of prayer is angelic intervention. In Acts chapter 12 verse 5 to 8. Acts 12, 5 to 8. Peter assessed angelic intervention through intercession. Some people were praying for him. He was in prison. Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. He was kept in prison. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hand. And the angel said unto him, guard thyself and bind on thy sandals. That is, put on your sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment from thee and follow me. He was rescued supernaturally through angelic intervention. Yeah, thank you very much. That scripture in under the first one is 2 Samuel 24 verse 14, not verse 4. Verse 14, and David said unto God, I'm a great strength. Let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy are great. And let us fall into the hand, and let us not fall into the hand of man. It's verse 14, not verse 4. That was, I think, a typographical error. So, now under angelic intervention, Peter assessed angelic intervention because of prayer. Many of you, it is the prayer of the saints that have been saving you. Your own prayer life is almost zero. Almost on zero level. The prayer of some people, the prayer of the church. Peter was not praying. He was sleeping. But some people were praying for him. And suddenly the angel came, entered the prison, tapped him. Get up, my friend. Remove the chain. Follow me. You will receive angelic intervention today. you will receive angelic intervention today. Angels excel in strength, and they are usually sent from heaven for man's intervention. They are usually sent from heaven for man's intervention. Get ready. God will send angels to intervene in your life. And I'm serious about it this week. I said I'm serious about it this week. I'm serious about it this week. I'm serious about it this week. There will be interventions concerning those matters in your life. Did I hear somebody say amen? Benefits of prayer number 3 is deliverance from affliction. Maybe you are sick. Maybe you are not feeling too well. Maybe you have been afflicted by the devil. James 5 verse 13. Is anyone afflicted? Let him pray. James 5 verse 13. Is anyone afflicted? Let him pray. You see, affliction cannot last long if you are a prayerful person. Hello. Affliction can't last long if you are a prayerful person. Once you notice an affliction, go into praying. The thing is just trying to stick on you. It's just trying to look for avenues to be on you. You go into praying. Several times I'll be fasting and I'll be having ulcer, actually long fast, maybe 40 days, 90 days upward. Sometimes upward than that. And then I'll be having some, actually those times I used to take lemon. I didn't know lemon was not so good for somebody that fasts often. And I started having some ulcer pain and people were saying, it means you have ulcer, stop fasting. And I attacked it in the place of prayer. Anytime you feel afflicted, anytime it looks as if the wicked wants to baptize you with sickness that is not your own, heaven is waiting for your prayer. I'll be speaking more about that in second service when I'll be speaking to you about how heaven cannot do anything on this earth without you. I won't touch that in the first service. Heaven can't do anything here except you say something. Except you do something. Brethren, don't allow unnecessary sickness in your body. Attack it in the place of prayer. Don't allow the wicked to chain you down at your young age when you should still be enjoying your wife or enjoying your husband. They now tie you down. Somebody is free this morning. That is a word for somebody. And that person is free this morning. We are not born for affliction. We are born for glorification. It is with prayer that we free ourselves from affliction so that we can receive restoration. Somebody here will receive restoration this morning. I say somebody here will receive restoration this morning. Anna was afflicted with barrenness. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 all through to verse 20. She could not have children. And the Bible says she went to Shiloh and she went to pray. She was praying. Her mouth was not moving, but her heart was moving. She was not speaking out as it were, but she was vibrating. The pastor said, you must be a drunk woman. What's wrong with you? Why are you praying like this, like a mad person? But suddenly, God heard her prayer. And Anna rose up. After they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk, now Eli the high priest sat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed. That was what helped her. She had one problem. She was bitter in her soul. I won't talk about that in the service. That is for second service. When I'll be speaking to you more about, on that, on some things that makes prayer to be answered. She was bitter in her heart. She was unhappy in her spirit. And then she was not praying enough. When she removed the bitterness, and when she went into prayer, barrenness zoomed and vamoosed. In 1 Samuel 2 verse 1, she was already sharing her testimony. 1 Samuel 2 and verse 1. She was already sharing testimony. God had already wiped away her tears. And Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted. Your horn will be exalted. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in the Lord. She rejoiced. She prayed. The combination of the two changed her story. Your story will change in this fast. Your story will change in this fast. Your story must change in this fast. Number what am I on now? Number four, benefit of prayer is prayer enforces prophecy. 1 Timothy 1 verse 18. 1 Timothy 1 verse 18. This charge I command unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. You war to see prophecies fulfilled. If I say you will be blessed, it doesn't mean you fold your hands. I'm saying you'll be blessed is that you go out and walk and you pray. Not that I'm saying you'll be blessed and then for throughout this week you don't fast. Throughout this week you don't walk. Throughout this week you don't do anything. If I declare a prophecy on you, the prophecy is to be war. They say, God, your servant has said. And God say, okay, since you said my servant has said, and I must not deny myself. Okay, I do it. Not that you just fold your hand or your pocket. No. You war to see prophecies fulfilled. You war in the place of prayer to see prophecies fulfilled. Any prophecy you have believed will come to pass when you apply the force of prayer. You apply the force. Prayer is a force. You apply the force of prayer. Force of prayer. If I declare on you from now till forever, and you are not engaged, the devil can resist it. Not that God has not released the blessing, but you are so powerless, and because of the prayerlessness, you can't receive it. You can't take it. As from today, every prophecy declared on you will find quick expression. Every prophecy declared on you will find quick expression. God is faithful. He cannot deny himself. If God has said something, he will do it. But you are the one that we war to see prophecies fulfilled. You are the one that we war to see what God has shown you in the world. You are the one that we war in the place of prayer to see it fulfilled. This is what your servant said today. And I believe it. Father, let it come to pass in my life. Number five, benefits of prayer is that prayer shows you the path of life. Psalm 16 verse 11, for thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Prayer shows you the path of life. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee. So God is a teacher. He's a teacher. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. So God teaches, and he teaches those who pray. He teaches those who pray. And he leadeth them by the way that thou shouldest go. That's God for you. He teaches. He leads. But he only leads those who pray. Those who ask questions. Father, what's the way to go for 2022? What do I do to scale in this business? What do I do to take this business to the next level? How do I come out of loss making? How do I move forward? Please, sir, can you please tell me what am I not doing right that is not allowing things to work for me? That's prayer. Every prayerless person has unanswered questions. Plenty. As I round up this morning, how do you access answered prayers? I'll give us three in the first service. I'll give us another three, God willing, in the second service. How do you access answered prayer? Number one, be born again. If you want your prayers to be answered, be born again. Be born again. Jesus speaking, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot access the best of the kingdom of God. For somebody here this morning, you are receiving that grace in Jesus' name. And at the appropriate time, the altar call will be made, and somebody will be blessed. John chapter 3, verse 3. Somebody will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Answer prayers. Number one, be born again. Number two, authority consciousness. When you are praying and you are already born again, you don't pray as a beggar. You pray with authority. You pray with authority. You pray with authority. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. Call upon me, I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Authority. When you pray and you are already born again, you pray with authority. Can you imagine my son coming to my bedroom to ask me for something? Maybe 1,000 naira. And then he's weeping. He's crying. Oh, daddy, I want 1,000 naira. And he's weeping. It can't happen because I'm a responsible father. It can happen. What do you want? 1,000 naira. For what? I want to use it to buy instruments for school. They told us to bring it to school tomorrow. Take. God bless you. God is not a wicked God. So when you are speaking to him, you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this is my right. It's my right to be healthy. 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prospereth. Then you begin to quote scriptures. Matthew 8 verse 17. Himself took my infirmity and bore my... You begin to quote all kinds of scripture. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. You begin to quote scripture. You say, okay. Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Take what you want. You pray with authority. And number three, you pray according to God's will. 1 John 5:14. Pray according to God's will. Pray with scripture. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we pray according to his will, he heareth us. You must pray according to God's will. And how do you know God's will? You must be studious. You must be. That's why fasting and Bible study, they go pari passu. People will be fasting and they will sleep. They are fasting for months, and they will sleep for 8 hours during the fast. You just wake up. Oh, it's 10 minutes to 6. They move straight to the kitchen. That's not fasting. Fasting must be going with prayer and Bible study. That Bible that has been under your pillow for long, you bring it out. And it's not that you'll be reading Psalm. I know somebody. Now, Psalm, what did you read today? Psalm, what did you read tomorrow? Psalm. I was cracking a joke with my wife. I said, the person wants to be a psalmist. Praise God. Read your Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you are with us. During fasting like this, there are some particular places I read. So, read. Read. You are fasting. And you didn't read Isaiah. How do you want to contend with forces? You didn't read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You didn't read Acts of the Apostles. And you say you are fasting. Your fasting will not be in vain. Your fasting will not be in vain. Friends, don't be a joker. Don't be a joker. You know a joker? Alawada. Let's just do 12 days fast. Don't be a joker. If you want to fast, don't. Your fasting doesn't do God any benefit. If you want to do it, you do it seriously. Wake up! Wake up! Let your spirit wake up! Wake up! Settle down with the scripture. Settle down in the place of prayer. Papa. Nobody here will live a wasted life. Nobody here will realize what I'm telling you when it gets to old age. Our pastor quoted something last night where Jesus was telling us,
about how we must walk while it is day, for night coming when no man can walk. There'll be a time that fasting at this aggressive level might be very difficult. So that's why you must fast now. The yoke you are to bear when you are young, don't go and bear it when you are old. The yoke you are to bear now, when you are still young, 30, 40, 50, 60, and now, you can't be now. Please, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Stop using job as excuse. Stop using school as excuse. We also went to some school. Stop using children as excuse. We are grateful to God. We are blessed with so many of them, spiritual and physical. Wake up. Wake up. Let your spirit wake up. Be hungry. Be hungry. Be hungry for your next level. Be hungry for your next. It is hunger for God and hunger for next level. It pushes you to fast. Well, this is the first service anyway. More to come in the second service. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, it's an anointing service this morning. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, yokes are easily destroyed through the anointing. Isaiah 10, verse 27, and it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from under thy shoulders, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. The anointing is a yoke destroyer. Well, the anointing of this morning will destroy every yoke in our life. Via this anointing, you will receive new grace for these remaining 4 days. You will receive new grace for these remaining 4 days. You will receive new fire for these remaining 4 days. Say a louder amen. Nobody here will be tired. Nobody here will be tired. Nobody here will be weak. Nobody here will be tired. Nobody here will be weak. Nobody here will be tired. Nobody here will be weak. The anointing will break every yoke this morning. Sloppiness, laziness in the place of Bible study, prayerlessness, all those things, the anointing will flush them away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Well,
wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.